Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getholeno. Member of Parliament Lok Sabha S. Subong Marin Jamir has urged the central government to expedite an early and honourable resolution to the long-pending Naga political issue, raising the matter of urgent public importance under Rule 377 in the Lok Sabha yesterday. Mr. Jamir strongly reiterated the need for a timely and acceptable political settlement. He reminded the Government of India of its commitments to the Naga people, citing the two historic agreements signed between the centre and Naga political groups, which had raised strong hopes for a lasting peace. However, he noted that, despite repeated assurances over the years, the final political settlement is still pending. Highlighting the seriousness and unity within Nagaland, Mr. Jamir pointed out that the Nagaland Legislative Assembly had even formed an opposition-less government to support the peace process. He also expressed concern that prolonged delays have led to growing frustration and the emergence of more groups under the Naga political movement. Appealing to the Prime Minister and Union Home Minister, Mr. Jamir urged the government to honour its commitments and translate existing agreements into a final political settlement without further delay, stressing that the Naga people remain united in their demand for a lasting solution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, economic survey shows that India's fast-moving reform express is on track despite global challenges. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, economic survey, which was presented in Parliament yesterday, showcases how India's reform express is moving forward with consistency and purpose. Prime Minister said, the survey reflects the strength of India's economic foundations and the government's continuous efforts to drive growth, innovation and inclusive development. The nation is observing Martyrs' Day or Shahid Diwas today. The day is a solemn occasion observed annually in India to honour and remember those who sacrificed their lives for the country's freedom and welfare. This day is especially significant because it marks the assassination of Mahatma Gandhi. Across the country, a 2-minute silence will be observed at 11 today to honour Gandhi's sacrifice and the martyrdom of all freedom fighters. Beating the Retreat ceremony, marking the culmination of the 77th Republic Day celebrations, was held at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi yesterday. The ceremony was attended by President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Union Ministers. A report.
The bands of the armed forces mesmerized the audience by playing tunes of patriotic songs such as Vande Mataram, Aye Vatan and Sare Jahase Acha. The ceremony also witnessed a special formation by the Indian Air Force Band on Operation Sindoor, honoring the valor and sacrifice of the armed forces during the operation. The ceremony featured bands from the Indian Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Police Forces. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described the Beating Retreat 2026 performances as memorable. Mr. Modi said the tunes were filled with vibrancy and reflected a spirit of pride towards those who protect our nation. The Supreme Court yesterday ordered that the University Grants Commission Promotion of Equity in Higher Education Institutions Regulations 2026 be kept in abeyance. The court expressed certain reservations about the regulations, which are being challenged by as discriminatory towards the general category. The court suggested that the regulations must be revisited by a committee comprising eminent jurists. The court observed that the regulations are prima facie vague and are capable of misuse. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India Surya Kant and Justice Joy Malia Bagchi was hearing 3 writ petitions which challenged the constitutionality of the 2026 regulations. The court issued notice to the Centre and the University Grants Commission on the petitions, returnable on 19th of March. And the state-level award for handicraft and tribal textile for 2024-25 and 2025-26 was held yesterday at the Directorate of Industries and Commerce in Kohima. Director, Industries and Commerce, P. Tokuga Sema, congratulated the awardees and encouraged artisans to preserve traditional skills while avoiding over-commercialization. He also announced a monthly pension of 8,000 rupees for awardees after attaining the age of 60. 15 artisans were honored across categories including pottery, wood carving, crochet, metalwork, cane and bamboo crafts. Special category awards were also presented. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.